community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Drive Time on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. We've got Young Rebel Set and Tuned Transmission on the way. And in the studio, we've got Alan from the Brentwood Gazette. Hi, Alan.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Mike?
I'm all the better for speaking to you. And you're going to run, give us a regular weekly run through of what's coming up tomorrow in the newspaper.
I'll see what I can remember of it anyway. Went to press back 4 hours ago, so
Oh, really?
It's long gone. We're just about recovering now from another busy, busy week.
Because it does. I mean, the Tuesday is quite... Well, Wednesday especially is quite busy for you, isn't it?
And Tuesdays. It's the Monday and the Tuesday. I mean, we do what we can at the end of last week. But obviously, a lot of stuff happens over the weekend.
Yeah.
And there's just things you can't finish off until within a couple of days of going to press, really.
Yeah.
And everything,
yeah.
Everything comes together on the Monday and Tuesday. And I'd say about a good half of the paper is done on a Monday and a Tuesday. Monday, to be honest. Monday's the big one. Then Tuesday really is the finishing touches. Finish it off. Proofread it.
Something I've always wanted to know. When is the actual design? Because most people don't put any thought into this, that the newspaper is actually designed.
Well, yeah, of course. Part of my job is to think about how we laid these things out. I mean, I'm looking at a double page spread in front of me now, which we'll talk about in a minute, which has been very carefully designed. I think about how the papers are going to look from the start of the week, really.
It has to look nice. It has to look aesthetically pleasing, doesn't it?
And the challenge is always to make it look different, really. Because if every page looked the same, every page had a picture, some text, and a few news and briefs down the side, you'd just switch off. And it wouldn't look good. It wouldn't be interesting. So the challenge always is to think of ways of doing things outside the box.
It look a bit sexy.
And this spread I'm looking at, to do with potholes, which we'll see on page 10 and 11 tomorrow, is a prime example of that, really.
Now, it's like parking, street lamps and potholes almost go together. It's a very emotive subject.
They are the three, aren't they? Hand in hand,
they are.
Parking, potholes, street lights. That's what people talk about.
People are paying £200 a year or something like that for their road tax, and they don't want to drive over a road ba-dunk, ba-dunk, like this all the time,
because
you just know it's knocking your tyres out, it's doing your suspension no good, and your car is suffering a lot more wear than it should do, and you're paying for the privilege. So it's quite an emotive subject.
And it's very difficult to avoid a lot of the time as well.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I've just come down Sawyer's Hall Lane now. And unless I was to drive on the other side of the road into the front of another car coming the other way, I've got to go down a pothole.
That's what I mean.
That's slow as you like, quick as you like, you can't avoid them.
Now, we understand, most people understand, when you get some rainy weather and then you get a chill, you automatically get the potholes appear because the rain has got into the hole and then the chill has frozen the water, which expands, and it always pushes the tarmac out of the way. So you get this little hole start to appear.
Might be a science show this afternoon.
And then the hole just gets bigger and bigger. And everybody sort of understands that it's part of life because the road suffers wear and tear.
Yeah.
But when it's left there for months and months and months and you constantly drive over this, you think there must be someone from the council driving over this as well. Surely they must know it's there.
Well, that is what we have tried to tackle this week. We've kind of had enough of it, I guess, is one way of looking at it.
Yeah.
The amount of emails, letters we get about potholes, because communities all over Brentwood, and all over Essex, to be honest, have got these potholes, be in Blackmore, Doddinghurst, Morley, I don't know, anywhere.
Yeah.
You've got a pothole, it's in your road, and as far as you're concerned, you're not happy about it, because it's the pothole that you're driving over every day.
Yeah, that's right.
So what we've done this week, you'll see it in the paper tomorrow, it's on the front page and it's on pages 10 and 11. We're going to try and do something about it for you.
Yeah.
We have launched a bit of a campaign, it's called Top of the Pots.
Top
of the Pots 2, actually, because Top of the Pots did actually launch itself in the paper a couple of years back. But this time around, we're going to give it some real kick, we're going to give it a real go. And this week, one of our reporters went out, he drove around Brentwood, he went into the villages, he went into the town centre, and he found the 10 worst potholes that he could come across. Each of these potholes he measured, he's given them all a unique name. And we've just picked out the worst 10, the deepest, the worst, the most inconvenient, the ones that are in the way, the ones we think will bother you the most. But that's not kind of where we want this campaign to go. We want you to let us know where the worst potholes are. We want you to take pictures of them. We want you to even measure them.
This could be fantastic. We could start a riot.
That's it, exactly.
A riot with photographs.
And 2 months down the line, we've said we're going to put them together in a dossier. We're going to give them to Essex County Council.
Oh, this is fantastic. I like this.
And to see what we can do about it, because I'm not saying we're going to be able to solve the pothole epidemic, because like you say, then it's almost a natural cause, isn't it?
It is. It's just a natural thing. But it's not right for it to be left there forever and a day. It's very dangerous, especially for cyclists. Very dangerous.
For many people. Cyclists, motorcyclists, cars that want to try swerving to avoid these gate, these big dents and dips in the road.
Yeah.
And people are just fed up with it.
So what's some of the nicknames? You've put some of these.
We've got everything. My reporter, Mac, he had his creative hat on, I think. they range from, brace yourself, the crater field to the bat cave to...
The bat cave!
The bat cave to the double dipper to the rock pool, the duck pond, and we've even got the Grand Canyon. It's just adding a bit of flavour to it. So if perhaps you're going to, when you read it, you've got a description of what constitutes, in our eyes, a bat cave. So maybe you've got a bat cave in your road, maybe you've got a crater field in your road, maybe you've got a duck pond in your road. And by the Gazette tomorrow, you'll see what we mean by duck pond.
It is a duck pond.
It's the best thing I can say for now without explaining, giving too much away.
What page is it on?
10 and 11.
Pages 10 and 11 tomorrow in the Brentwood Gazette. This is going to be online. We're also going to put a link to your website. Will this be on the website as well?
It will be, yeah. I'm not sure what form it will be on the website. But no, the website's going to play an intricate part in it, as is Twitter, Facebook, because we want you to get in contact with us and send us your pothole pictures. I don't care if it's email, if it's Twitter, if it's Facebook. Just tell us where it is, where you've taken the picture. And we'll get it in the paper. We'll run them each week. Each week, we're going to run the worst. And then come the end, couple of months' time, start of August, I think we've put us a bit of a deadline for now. We'll put them together in a dossier, and they will find their way to Essex County Council, who's in charge of the highways.
All we need is for a sinkhole to appear in Brentwood.
Oh, don't.
You'll be inundated.
We haven't had one yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
We're one of the few places to avoid one so far.
Fingers crossed that it doesn't ever happen, because they are appalling.
Horrific, aren't
they? Just
they
open
really
up out
are.
Of nowhere. Mm. Anyway, Alan, thank you very much for that.
No problem at all.
And that's in tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.